Chapter 4. Danger. Seth carefully followed the trail they'd marked toward home. As he walked, Seth guided Jed by the arm. They were moving slowly because the ash-filled air made it difficult to see the markings on the trees. Seth helped Jed around stones and tree roots in their path. "Are you okay carrying everything, Sarah?" Seth called out. "We can leave things if they're too heavy and come back another day for the pails."
"I'm not leaving these fish and berries for the bears to eat. We worked so hard to get them," answered Sarah.
Seth stopped suddenly and looked around. He couldn't see any of the marks they had made on the trees. Seth felt panicked. Were they lost? Then he heard the sound of a nearby river. Hoping the river would help him find his way, Seth left Sarah and Jed and walked toward the sound of the water. With joy, he recognized the place where he and Pa had fished many times. That river flowed to the woods behind their house. Now he knew how to get home.
"We'll get home if we follow the river. It runs behind our house," Seth called out to Sarah and Jed.
Sarah and Jed agreed with Seth's plan. They made their way to the river and began walking along it. Soon they reached a part of the river where there were steep banks on each side of the water. Suddenly, there was a strange roar. Turning to look, Seth saw a torrent of mud and fallen trees heading toward them.
"Quick, climb the river bank! A mudslide is coming!" yelled Seth.
Seth pulled Jed up the slippery slope. With Jed safe at the top, he turned to help Sarah.